Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. And welcome to Circles of Prosperity with Dr. Reggie and Good morning. Wow. It's Thursday morning. And we're talking about oneness. We're still continuing our book study. We're just plowing through this book. It's just all amazing. Today I have some wonderful information for you, and I think it's a great follow-up to our lesson yesterday as we studied the cellular structure and how it impacts our lives, especially during this ascension process. And we're taking it a little further today, and we're going to talk about our diet and how this energy, higher levels of energy, impact our bodies and the need that we pay attention and focus on our diet. I'm going to ask Dr. Reggie to take us into our morning prayer. Good morning, Dr. Reggie. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. Thank you. How are you?
Oh, I'm wonderful. Are you adjusting to this, the time shift, daylight savings time?
Oh, very much so. And I feel very blessed.
Good. Can you go ahead and take us into our morning prayer, and then we're going to get started on this fabulous topic.
Thank you, Heavenly Father, that we are on earth and aware and awake, and that we are conscious of who we are and are being made aware and conscious of our bodies, of our spirits, and of our soul development and soul growth. We thank you that you reside in us, in every cell of our being, to make the complete individuated person that we are. We thank you for that. We don't ever want to take it for granted who we are and how powerful we are and the multidimensional sacred beings that we have become, and that we're becoming more accelerated in our evolution and our growth and our ascension process. Thank you for Circles of Prosperity, and that it be blessed. And everyone listening to it will be blessed and understand who they really are in this dimension. And we are so lucky and blessed, thank you, to be in the year 2012, because this is a very special energy for us, and we are thankful that we understand what it means to be accelerated in our growth and in our ascension, and being made aware of every single cell in our body that's important and sacred to us. Let us continue in love and light and peace as we grow on this path toward you in us forever and eternity in this eternity system. We believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. I just love your prayers, honey.
I do.
They just, you know, we are so blessed how you open the circle for us and invite in the Holy Spirit. And I thank you so much for that. Every day
you set
the tone and the vibration for these wonderful, powerful lessons.
Thank you. I'm blessed with you guys.
Oh, we all bless each other, and that's a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, okay, so... You know, during the ascension process, we're moving into higher levels of energy, and we know that we're experiencing that right now. 2012 is a powerful year, and I thought it very interesting, Dr. Reggie, that you mentioned it in your prayer, and we're so blessed to have incarnated in this time, because the world is changing, the universe is shifting, the planet is moving into a higher level of vibration. And therefore, we, as residents on this planet, are moving to a higher vibration. So what is the impact of that? Well, it will produce varying degrees of discomfort and symptoms in certain individuals that could be misinterpreted as illness. And it is to be expected that as the levels are amplified and as your exposure to these energies intensifies, that the natural process of purification will take on new emphasis. It's going to be very important that we pay attention to purifying our bodies. Listen, we're working on purifying our thoughts, right? We're moving from fear to faith and cleaning up, getting rid of the judgments. Excuse me, I was trying to avoid that. Getting rid of judgments. All of this work that we're doing in mind and in spirit, but now we need to focus on our bodies, purification of our bodies. I'm going to read to you some of this information. I will ask that you breathe, because for some of you, it may be difficult to consider making some of these changes. Many of you, as you're going through this ascension process, I know it's already gnawing at you that you need to make changes in your diet. I hate using that word, diet. But I know that that the Holy Spirit is telling you you got to clean up your act. I know it. If there's anyone on this call that has not heard that call from the Holy Spirit that you have to clean up your diet, I want you to press 1 on your telephone keypad and tell me so. But I guarantee you that everyone that's dealing with circles of prosperity is at that place, because I know it's been gnawing at me and I just keep ignoring it. Give me my sugar. No, no, no. Give me my meat. Give me my shrimp. And the Holy Spirit is saying, you can't do this anymore. So we're going to find out why this morning. It will become increasingly difficult to ignore evidence that radical changes are occurring in your physical body, that it, if you leave it unaddressed, will manifest as poor health or a threat to the maintenance of life. A threat to the maintenance of life. I don't know if Melody is on the line. Anthony, if you're on the line, if you could call Melody and ask her to please call in if she has time this morning, because this lesson, we need her, and I want to make sure that that she's available. Okay, so the forms in which you incarnated were designed to sustain the levels of density that were to be expected under the environmental conditions then standard in your realm. And the levels of environmental pollutants now present in all the substances you allow to merge with you energetically, meaning your air, your food, and your water, have added levels of density to your bodies that are so extreme as to have made the human being an endangered species in your reality. Breathe. When I read that, I didn't panic, but I knew it to be true. We are in a fight for our survival right now. And listen, I'm going to continue to go back and refer to Bruce Lipton's material, so I hope you have viewed those videos so you know what I'm talking about, because I'm not going to go back and try to catch you up on it. When he talks, he tells us that when we're in our mother's womb, that in her bloodstream is the recording of the environment, not only based on her perception. So we are being created, our physical form is being created to handle the environment that the mother is experiencing. So we know, so that when our body comes out, when we're born, we're capable of dealing with the particular environment. Well, what has happened now? The environment has shifted, hasn't it? Our vibration, the vibrational level has changed from the time that we were born. That's why Dr. Reggie says that the children born in the 80s, the 80s and the 90s, those are crystal children. Their physical form is completely different to handle this new environment. Not only that, there's so many pollutants. We have pollutants in the air, pollutants in the our food and our water, and it's impacting our physical structure. And what do we know about our bodies on the cellular level? They have to fight off all of that. And we are the masters. We're in control. So just breathe on that thought for a moment of what your body is actually going through. I'm going to repeat it so that you can hear it and that it can resonate within all of you, that your entire being, so that we can awaken mind, body, and spirit to an understanding of why we need to shift. The levels of environmental pollutants now present in all the substances that you allow to merge with you energetically. When you eat, when you drink, everything that goes into your body has an energy, a vibration, and it's merging with your vibration. So this is your food, your air, your water. They have added levels of density to your bodies that are so extreme as to have made you as a human being an endangered species. An endangered species. When I stop and I really think about that, I think how important it is that we care for our planet, but that we also care for our bodies, because we are so much a part of this planet. And how important love is in the process. When this foundation of impurity is compounded by vibrational levels designed to amplify and accelerate the natural purification process, the body is confronted with extreme levels of toxic refuse that it is not designed to process in the normal way. And in many cases, your physical forms are already bogging down under the burden of the accelerated detoxification process being triggered by the amplified energies that are all around you. So under the new vibrational conditions, one can no longer sustain the levels of impurity that once were possible. The body's natural inclination to slough off toxic debris is amplified to unprecedented levels. And as the energies continue to accelerate, they will initiate the release of cellular waste at a rate that could result in a systemic breakdown if one is not conscious of the process. Are you getting this? Are you getting this? The body naturally goes through a detoxification process, but now it's compounded because of the higher energy levels. I love the two words that they use here. Amplify, the vibrational levels designed to amplify and accelerate the natural purification process. But the body is confronted with such extreme levels of toxins that it is not designed to process in a normal way. And what did we learn yesterday about the cellular structure? There are two movements or two behaviors of the cell. Either it goes into protection mode or it goes into growth mode. Which activity do you think the purification is about? Growth, isn't it? Purification is about growth. I've got to keep things clean and healthy so I can maintain health. That's what the cells are saying. And if you're in a state of fear, you're in protection mode, and that means that energy, very powerful energy, is being focused into this false perceived reality of fear. So in other words, you're wasting your energy, and you're keeping yourselves away from the work that they need to do in purification. And it is compounded now by what? By the higher vibrations and the level of toxins that are in the body. So these cells are working overtime to keep us healthy. Focused awareness and conscious participation in your body's purification process is required to maintain the health of the physical body during the times of transformation now upon you. It is no longer possible to be lax in your practices of nourishing your physical body and hope to sustain a state of health. The ingesting of substances that are toxic by way of chemical pollutants is best avoided. Substances that are physically addictive are counterproductive to the entire process of maintaining a high vibration in these times. Drinking of contaminated fluids, such as are available for public consumption in most areas of your world, is hazardous at best. Increased quantities of fluid intake are necessary for flushing through the accelerated levels of toxic waste being released into your physical body. It is important that pure spring water, or water that has been distilled, be ingested, and that water that has been processed chemically and is being offered as drinking water be avoided. Substances containing a high alcoholic content are not in harmony with sustaining a high vibration and are not recommended. Might as well be drinking gasoline. The milk of domestic animals can be considered a healthy part of the human diet only when it is uncontaminated by chemical pollutants and additives and ingested in small quantities. That means pretty much you can't buy it off of the shelf in the grocery store. Fruit juices that are processed in a natural way and are derived from unpolluted sources are recommended. There is no logic in consuming fruit products that are fed on contaminated water. And that means we really have to do a lot of research where we're purchasing our fruit from. I mean, fruit out in California, there's no rain in California, or very little rain. So all of that irrigation is from water that's been treated. One must become consciously aware of everything one consumes in these times, for each and every morsel becomes a vibrational part of your being and yet another potential toxin that the body could be burdened with processing. Now, you know, what we've been doing as we've gone through this book on oneness is shifting from paying attention to the physical world and really becoming in tune with energy or the vibrational world. So, and I love how we're slowly moving into looking at and understanding vibration on every level. We're dealing with energy, equal and meaning vibration, in terms of how we're creating our experiences, how we interact with one another, And now we're talking about how we're paying attention to how what we eat impacts our energy, our vibration, and our physical bodies, caring for our physical bodies. It's a wonderful progression of thought here. And hopefully we're taking this study slow enough that you're able to just kind of glide into this new reality for you. The diet recommended for these times is one that is simple and uncontaminated by your civilized culture's efforts to enhance its food value chemically. The food value in a diet of raw, unprocessed foods is unexcelled in its abilities to nourish the human body. As you're going through this transformation, as you are ascending, raw food is the best thing for you. Continue to breathe, because I know this is a shift for you. I know this is a shift for you. And I'm going to tell you, the first thing that comes to my mind, Dr. Reggie, you know, as he was going through his health challenges, they modified his diet significantly, and he was miserable. He said, I can't have anything. He would say, I want such and such. I said, you can't have that. I want such and such. No, you can't have that. And I felt like the you know, diet police, and he was just so miserable and so unhappy. And, of course, I want him to be happy. And then, and his frustration felt like attack to me, that I was being attacked. But it required cleaning out the cabinets. It required, when we go to the grocery store, you just can't pick up anything. You have to read the labels of everything. It is a lot of work. It's a lot of work. And I know some of you are thinking about that and saying, I don't want to do it. But listen, you need to love your body enough to say, I'm going to do this. For me to shift to a raw food diet, it's not really going to be that difficult for me. I have embraced this, the thought of it, for some time now. And you don't have to do it all at once. That's why I wanted Melody to be on the phone, because Melody has a whole protocol for moving you into a raw diet. You see how blessed we are? We have all these wonderful people around us. We've got Jesse, who's a Reiki healer, and Melody in raw food. And then we have Jean, who's also a Reiki healer, and LaDonna, who's a Reiki healer. We have all of these energy healing people around us and people who are into raw foods and the diet that can guide us, and we're so blessed. And there will be more of them all over the planet. So I encourage you to seek them out, these natural healers, because they are the light workers that have been placed here for this particular time as we ascend. Animal products, for the most part, are not recommended in what is considered to be your civilized society, largely as a result of the contamination that these creatures have endured and carry in their own cellular structure. And there's that word again, cellular structure. By ingesting the flesh of one of these creatures, you succeed only in compounding an already toxic situation within your own physical body. Contemplate what that means. And the reason I continue to express telling you to breathe, if you're new to Circles of Prosperity, and when you hear me say breathe, I'm asking you to breathe. That's taking in the life force energy. And when you focus on that life force energy, it's all about life, living. And it allows you to hear the truth of how you, of your survival. When you hear a truth principle and you breathe and you focus on that breath is resonating throughout your entire body. And the truth of what I'm saying to you resonates throughout your entire body. And we know that your entire body is listening. And now that truth becomes harmonized with your vibration, with your energetic vibration. That's why I ask you to breathe on these truths. Because then it goes beyond this intellectual understanding. You know, you're physically hearing, Cynthia. You're physically understand. You're intellectually understanding the words. But it goes in deeper. It's absorbed into your energetic vibration. That's why I ask you to breathe. And then I'm communicating with your soul at that point. And you realize this is what you have to hear. That's why I tell you to breathe. Okay, so your seas, for the most part, have been contaminated. And the creatures that dwell there have taken on a measure of that filth at a cellular level. Ones that function as scavengers, we're talking about the things that I love, the shrimp, the lobster, the clams, and they process the debris at the bottom of both freshwater and saltwater environments and are not recommended source of food for humans in these times. Water creatures that have been cultivated in unpolluted conditions may be considered as a source of food. That's only if you have a need for more protein in your diet. So that means if you can get farm-grown food, fish, that's recommended. Farm-grown fish. It is not necessary to consume large quantities of animal protein in these times, and ideally, sea creatures are not to be considered a staple of the human diet. The flesh of land animals is not generally recommended for reasons of vibrational complexity that only adds to the difficulties with which the human form now contends. They just released a study. It was in the news yesterday, day before yesterday, that if you consume meat, red meat, and in particular they talked about hot dogs, didn't they, Dr. Reggie?
Mm-hmm,
that
she
you
did.
That you
that's very processed food and it's not good.
Right, that you're shortening your lifespan. So we've gone from, you know, meat is good for you and it needs to be a staple in your diet because that, of course, helps the farmers who are raising beef cattle. But we should not be consuming it. And I know that we've all heard this, but now it's important. It's very important. Why? Because we are ascending to oneness. If you're on a spiritual path, and we all are on a spiritual path, whether we acknowledge it or not, you need to make these changes. I encourage you to make these changes. Listen to what they say about domesticated animals. Domesticated animals who are raised as a food source and whose flesh is fouled with chemical additives are to be discouraged as a food option for human consumption. I mean, if you just listen to the words of it, do you even want to eat it? They're contaminated. Their flesh is fouled with chemical additives. This doesn't even sound good. Even when they called the fish sea creatures, I didn't want to eat it anymore. The eggs and byproducts of these creatures are equally unsuitable for those focused on a healthy diet. And stop and think about how Bruce Lipton described that the a baby is nourished in the womb. So all of what's going to the mother is going to the baby. So it makes sense that the eggs and any byproducts are also going to be unsuitable for us to consume. The maintenance of the vitality of the form in which you travel in these times is to be a major focus of your attention as the energies accelerate around you. The air you breathe becomes an integral part of every cell of your being and carries the corresponding measure of vibrational purity or impurity of the environment from which it derives. And once it becomes integrated within your cellular structure, it adds to the balance of density your body is struggling to unburden. So it is recommended that one become consciously aware of the environment in which one has chosen to live and to make the decision to change location if fresh, clean air is not readily available. And that's difficult for some of us in this country, in the United States. California has it. Los Angeles, if you fly into Los Angeles, you can just see sometimes it's kind of reddish looking. Sometimes it's black or gray. It's a gray cloud that just sits there over the city. It's not good. It is not good. Pay attention to your environment. Go inside and say, you know, is this where I should be? Because I need clean air. And we have those in government that say, oh, forget the air. We need to make some money. Which one is going to win in these times? I'm betting for clean air, not money. Okay. One should be prepared to be ruthless if necessary with other considerations that may present themselves as variables in such a decision. For the very survival of the species is at stake, and breath is a vital key to the maintenance of life under the coming conditions. And what did I just say? Why do I ask you to breathe? I ask you to breathe because it's life. And so this morning I'm going to ask you, are you willing to fight for your survival and do whatever is necessary that you do not become an endangered species? And those are strong words. But being healthy is not an option now, or it is an option, but it's one that I'm hoping that you take seriously. I know that I am. If you're a light worker on this planet, it should be your number one priority, because how can you help those if you're not healthy yourself? All right, this morning I'm going to open our lines for questions or comments. I love you guys. So if you have a question or comment this morning, please press 1 on your telephone keypad. And we have a couple of people in our chat room this morning. If you have a question or comment, please go ahead and enter it, and we'll add you to our conversation. I don't want to leave you out. Good morning, Jean. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good morning, Cynthia. This lesson... This is awesome because the energy has been telling me to detox and to be watchful on what I'm eating, and I've been kind of like procrastinating. So this is a great motivation and a confirmation for me to step into that energy. What a wonderful lesson. I want to say thank you.
Oh, thank you. Exactly. I told you, if you're on this call, you are being, your spirit is gnawing at you. Clean up your act. Clean. I know it. I just know it. It's, this energy is all in the universe right now that we have to clean up our act. Good morning, Anthony. Hold on, let me get your mic on. How are you this morning?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing fantastic. I tell you, this subject just walked in my backyard. I've been a vegetarian for 31 years.
Uh-huh.
And though I've been for 31 years, I've had challenges. I just want to foretell those who are venturing, it's not easy. And it helps that you have a community of those who are like-minded and does, because then you have that support system, because there are times that you can just get off. Now, I never got off in terms of going back to meat, but in terms of some of the excess sugars and all that stuff, you know, it happens.
Mm-hmm.
But don't beat yourself up, you know, over it, because your subconscious is programmed on what is good, and it'll tell you. And then when you're getting too far off, it'll tell you, well, you got to cut this off. You're getting too much of sugar. You're getting too much of this, you know, bread or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I am taking this journey of coming around, taking care of my body. I'm going to see Jesse in the next couple of weeks. I'm coming to see you, Dr. Reggie. And then I'm going to be seeing Melody for the raw food protocol. I'm going to see a chiropractor. I'm going through the whole channel. And
I love
I'm doing it.
It
because, you know, I want to be vibrating at the most highest level possible. And I know that in this temple of mine, I could do that if it's vibrating, because the body and the mind is connected.
Mm-hmm.
And the spirit is all connected. That's why my email address is Soul Prosperity, because I wish above all things that prosper and be in good health as our soul prospers. And the soul consists of the body, the mind, and the spirit. That is the soul, the spiritual part. They're
mm-hmm.
connected. And it's important to have a balance. So thank you so much. The universe is guiding us. This thing is all, everything is in divine order. What we hear now is what God wants us to hear right now. Don't fight it. Just let go and let God. Thank you so much. I love all you all.
Love you too, Anthony. Thank you so much. Wow, 30 years of vegetarian. That is that's really an accomplishment. I know Dr. Reggie went vegetarian for a while there, and with some of the things he's going through, he has to keep his protein levels up. But so we really have to work at finding ways for him to maintain his protein levels up without the meat, because this is not good, especially when you're already experiencing things where your body is already overloaded with toxins. And the number one filter of toxins is the kidneys. The liver, the kidneys, all of it, and we need to keep those healthy. Okay, I'm going to repeat this over again. The very survival of our species is at stake. The very survival of our species is at stake. We are at the point where we could become an endangered species because of the food and the quality of the food, the air, and the water. Everything that sustains our life in these high vibrations is polluted. And we need to consciously try to find the things that are going to support our life form. Okay, one is encouraged to weigh carefully the relative merits of the options one may be considering for possible relocation if the present environment is deemed unsuitable. So this is severe enough that you need to move if you have to. And Dr. Reggie and I already made one move. Because we came to Georgia, and in contemplating moving back to California, neither one of us are resonating with it. And the number one thing that reason is because we don't feel that we can handle the stress level in California. The traffic is horrible. The pollution is horrible. Just trying to get to the grocery store, you have to fight for a parking space. It's not a way to live. Our life is much calmer here in Georgia, and we have more space around us to live. You live in matchboxes. I mean, can you imagine how people in New York are, the stress level that they're living under in Manhattan? So it may be that you seriously need to consider relocating for your highest good. You want to look for locations where there's fresh air, that there's rapid recirculation, that make ideal environments in which to dwell in these times. You want areas that are cleansed by frequent rainfall. And that's what I love about Georgia. I love the rain. As a matter of fact, I love the thunderstorms. It's just, it's awesome. You don't get a lot of rain in California, very little. Getting rain in California is like getting snow. And, you know, if you don't, if you live someplace where you don't get snow frequently, that's how infrequent it is. Weather patterns will intensify during the times to come, and regions which are presently suffering from extremes of environmental adversity are likely to experience an intensifying of those conditions as the process accelerates. It is to be anticipated that extremes of weather become the norm for certain areas where the natural balance has been disrupted by pollutants and by other forms of vibrational adversity. It is likely that the planet itself, in its own need to detoxify, will provide the conditions of purification in areas that are most contaminated. One can anticipate extremes of weather to continue in areas that are highly populated and highly polluted as a natural means of purifying the environment. And these areas do not constitute locations of choice in the immediate future for those seeking to relocate to more suitable conditions. The optimum setting in which to live out the times of transformation would be one in which the population is limited and the resources of nature are abundant. Such a choice may call for a total reanalysis of your life. It may be in your best interest to seriously consider abandoning an inappropriate environment in favor of a location that offers more wholesome attributes despite the economic sacrifices that may be called for in such a decision. And I guess I want to reiterate this, that in these times, our existence is being threatened, and we need to do whatever is necessary to survive. And that should be our driving force. I'm going to ask Dr. Reggie to take us into our closing prayer.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Father and Mother God and Goddess, for this beautiful lesson to help us to nurture and to sustain these bodies as we travel into the ascension mode. That we need food that's going to be nourishing and wholesome. And if it's not, to reject those foods. We're going into this time now, and I feel it very powerfully in the Holy Spirit, where surgery will not be required, but emotional surgery will. We thank you for the energy of love and peace and power and poise at this time. I thank Cynthia for dictating to us under the auspices of the Holy Spirit on the Holy Council. We thank you for that energy, and that we're now leveling off from the earth plane and ascending in mastery over our emotions, over our conditions, over our environment, and taking control of it in a wonderful way and being responsible for it and these bodies. We believe it is so, and so it is.
Thank you for joining us this morning. We'll be here tomorrow morning. We're here every weekday morning at 7 a.m. God bless.